The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading the news.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and for the next hour, I will be talking with Mr. Al Foreman, who is also joining me by phone. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, Janet, and how are you this fine morning? The weather here in South Florida is a blustery 65 degrees, sunshine, and I think the snowbirds have finally decided to ascend onto Florida because the roads have been extremely busy. But you're up in South Carolina, and your weather may be a little bit cooler up there than it is down where we are here in South Florida. I have to compliment you on the show that you did with David Barbash on Friday on the Harmonic Enterprises products. That was most informative and most interesting. And I look forward to David stopping into the store during the opening week, which is the week of December 5th, talking to our consumers further about some of the magnificent benefits that the products from Harmonic Enterprises can do for the body with its cell-to-cell communication. I think it was fascinating. And I know that you have a lot of great information to share today. I do want to make it brief because we are jammed up here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center getting ready to open 2 weeks from today. That's on December 5th at 9 a.m. And next Monday on the show, I will be making a very, very special announcement to induce people to come into shop on that Monday, December 5th. So make sure you stay tuned and listen to this exciting offer that will be broadcast next Monday on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And with that said, Janet, I have to say goodbye. I will look forward to speaking to you tomorrow when you are back in South Florida. And we're going to go into the EDLP a little bit further because we also have some exciting news about how we're going to let our customers know about the many benefits of EDLP with the many different fine national companies that we will be selling at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So with that said, we'll be listening on air, and we look forward to speaking to you again tomorrow morning, Janet.
Okay, great. Well, thanks so much for the update, and this is going to be very interesting. What are the benefits of
EDLP? Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So what could the other benefits of EDLP be? Oh my goodness. So everyday low pricing. So that means to me, okay, you go into the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and every single day of every single week, all through the year, you're going to find the same low prices, prices that absolutely cannot be beat. And so Mr. Al Foreman, he's going to give us a little bit more information about EDLP, and I have to say it's going to be a surprise to me because I just figure, okay, I'm getting the best possible price. I can't go on the internet. I can't go to any other savings store. I can't go to a big box store because the companies that you're going to find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate, those companies are nationally known brands. They're not brands that you know, some unknown label, and then maybe when you read the really, really small print on the back of the label, you find out, well, it might have some polyethylene glycol or artificial red number 40 or maybe some polysorbate 80, all sorts of things that you really don't want. But with the products that you're going to find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, you know those names. And those names have been around for many, many years, and they have established a reputation of quality, a reputation for effectiveness. Because how many times might you have purchased a product because the label said, okay, easy pain relief or something like that, and you take it as directed, and your pain doesn't go away. Well, when you use the products, the right products for your particular issue, you're going to find success with your supplement program. And that's where I come in, because there are so many thousands of products at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Those products, there are, some that would be appropriate for my client number one. Others would be appropriate for client number two, client number four, five, six, and seven. Those would have, would do better with other choices. So when people come in to see me in the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center office, where I do nutrition counseling for free, I might add, can't get better EDLP than that. So when you come in and sit down with me and I review your blood work and I review your family history and I review possibly what medications you're on, when I review your entire health picture, what I'm able to do is give you some guidance on the best product that you can find for your specific health goals. And that will happen. I have a very high success rate, let's say. Lots and lots of people who come back to me and say, yes, I have been able to achieve the goals that I had set out, and things are going good. And then what happens? We go on a maintenance program, which might be a little bit of a change, subtle changes and gradual changes, keeping in mind that when you're doing those gradual changes, your body likes it better. Your body likes it better because you're being so gentle to your body. No shocks, no surprises. And that way, everything tends to work better. And when you have no pressure with regard to your budget and your supplement program, when you have no pressure with regard to the consultation services, it all works very, very nicely, because all of us deal with those stresses. And stress, we absolutely 100% know that that is an issue that has a negative impact on our health. So important when you're able to check off that box, that you're able to stay within your budget, get the nationally known brands that have a proven track record for efficiency and quality. And here's that whole picture coming together in a fabulous way. Well, certainly you heard that I am speaking to you from Charleston, South Carolina. Well, I can tell you, I did not necessarily have a health food weekend. Any of you listeners who have been to Charleston, South Carolina, you know that you just cannot walk through the city without being tempted by free samples of pralines, very, very special cookies, all kinds of wonderful, wonderful things. And fortunately, we were dining at a variety of wonderful, wonderful restaurants where we had seafood. The local seafood is incredible. The chefs here in Charleston are so imaginative and putting things together in an absolutely incomparably delicious fashion. So what a weekend I had. And I was here in Charleston, South Carolina, joining my husband's college roommate and his family, and they are graduates of Villanova. So Villanova was playing in a preseason basketball tournament, and I can tell you with just wonderful enthusiasm that Villanova University was, they emerged, the basketball team emerged the winners of the preseason basketball tournament. So it was the College of Charleston, and I can't tell you how welcoming the citizens of Charleston have been to all of the visiting basketball teams, University of Central Florida, Wake Forest, just to name a few, Western Michigan. So lots and lots of people in town for this basketball tournament. We had an incredibly good time. We had fabulous, fabulous food. And with regard to the weather, okay, South Florida was 65 degrees. Well, I'll lower you and see you at 37 degrees this morning, brisk, but fabulous blue skies, sunny, not too breezy, which makes it okay, but it'll be up almost to 70 degrees today. I am leaving right after the radio show to fly back to Florida, and I certainly will be enjoying the brisk 65 degrees. Now, that weather temperature situation reminds me to tell people that we need to be supporting our immune systems. So what I'm going to do is take a short break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and when I come back, some just really basic suggestions that you might want to be very much aware of to support your health, your immune system, during the coming unpredictable weather times. So stay tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour for just a little bit more, and we'll get down to it.
Are you taking the recommended supplements meant to address specific health issues? If you've not been able to reach your health goals, maybe the supplements don't have the biological activity necessary. Discuss with me, Janet Cimarelli, the specific nutrients for your health issues. Quality supplements and focused nutrient dosages make a world of difference. To achieve your health goals, come to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Our excellent staff has combined experience well over 100 years. You get the very best supplements at the very best prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That is where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait for special sales. Every day of the week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Want more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
And welcome back. You are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and I am your host for the next 45 minutes or so. I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor, and my function at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, is to help you sort through those many, many products that are on the shelves at incomparable prices at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, and find the ones that are going to achieve your health goals. Well, just before the break, because of those changing temperatures, and when it's 65 degrees in South Florida, I can say those plummeting temperatures. Okay, what I think would be very wise to have on your shelves for your winter protection program, vitamin C. Now formulas has fabulous powdered vitamin C that you can add to any drink. And when you add that vitamin C to your drink all day long, you're providing that cellular support so that your cells are not vulnerable to bacteria, fungus, parasites, and of course those viruses that give us the sore throats, the stuffy nose, all of those issues. And then, okay, you want to have even greater fabulous protection for your health and well-being? Vitamin D. So important to check your vitamin D levels. The things that I'm talking about this morning, you can check your vitamin C levels on a blood test. You can check your vitamin D levels. And certainly if you're under 40, you might want to consider about 10,000 IUs a day for maybe a month or so, and then go to, you can do 10,000 every other day. You could go down to 5,000 a day. But crucially important to keep your vitamin D levels in the 70 to 80 range. Then, zinc. Sometimes people might think, well, I have 20 milligrams, I have 10 milligrams in my multivitamin, I'm good, I don't need any more. Well, test your zinc levels and find out where you stand. Zinc is involved in hundreds of different detox pathways, in energizing those pathways so that you get rid of the debris from viruses, bacteria, and so on, any kind of pathogen that might negatively affect your health and immune function, might place undue demands on your immune function, you certainly do want to be supporting your zinc levels, because that will keep things very, very well protected. And keep in mind, you want to have that very nice combination of zinc and copper. Those two minerals work together. So Solaray, they have a very, very nice 60 milligram zinc, 2 milligram copper formula, one of those a day, and your zinc levels are very, very nicely supported. Now, when the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is open in my office, you are able to come by, and for free, I will give you a zinc tally test. That zinc test will let you know if you are zinc deficient, moderately, maybe a little low on zinc, or if your zinc levels are right where they should be. Very easy, can do it in less than a minute, and that can be your test for free. So important to understand the level of zinc and the role it plays with regard to how our immune system works. Okay. Those cold weather days, those visitors from all over the globe coming to enjoy our South Florida weather, and we might be exposed to possibly some viruses, bacteria that we're not necessarily accustomed to. So where does your immune response begin? It begins in your gut. And when you have that proper ratio of beneficial bacteria in your gut, that's your immune system's origins. And how do you get that beneficial bacteria? probiotics, and so many different choices in the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center of beneficial probiotics. So you have to come by and see the array. Now, if you have a specific threat to your immune system, possibly if you've been on an antibiotic regimen, a number of different personalized reasons, you would have a variety of different types of probiotics to choose from. And then there are the very general lower dose probiotics that are available for daily use. You use them all through this cold and flu season, and you've got that base underlying situation where you're not so vulnerable to previously unexposed areas of viruses and bacteria. So you don't necessarily have the antibodies circulating in your body to just naturally cut them off, but the probiotic mounts an efficient immune response right away. Okay, antioxidants. And you think, well, I don't necessarily have a whole lot of reason to be focusing my efforts on antioxidant status. Well, it is a very important, once again, baseline, foundational approach. When you have supported antioxidant status, your cells literally have a protective shield, let's say. The antioxidants protect how the cells are going to function, how the cells are going to react to exposure to a pathogenic substance, and the damage to those cells just won't happen. So optimized antioxidant status, crucially important for this overall approach of supporting your immune system. Enzymes. All right. What's one of the ways that most often we are exposed to something that may have the potential to make us feel sick? Through our respiratory and our digestive system. So many people out there with a little bit of digestive discomfort. So important to understand that you really must support your enzyme status. And you do that with a variety of different digestive enzymes. You can focus on a very narrow range of digestive enzymes, or you could get very comprehensive depending on your individual needs. And one more suggestion, I think it's fabulous just to have on the shelves in your medicine cabinet or your non-medicine cabinet or your nutrition supplement cabinet. Natural Factors makes a product that is incredibly efficient. It has a profile of ingredients that are so effective for fighting off whatever you might have been exposed to. So Natural Factors, Anti-V, I am never without it. It is always in my home. Okay, Natural Factors, Anti-V, and it comes in a liquid dropper or it comes in a capsule form. So if you think that you've been around someone that was starting with a cold or sore throat or maybe some kind of flu, Natural Factors, Anti-V, antiviral, okay, and it has the entire profile of herbal substances that is going to be so incredibly supportive to allow your body to fight off whatever you might have been exposed to. Now, it is possible for those of you listeners who have decided, nope, I'm not going for a flu shot. Nope, not going to happen. Okay, I'm with you. Natural Factors Anti-V, one of those capsules a day or one serving of the liquid herbal formula, that actually is such, again, foundational immune system kind of a primer and your immune system is ready to fight back. One of the first ingredients in the Natural Factors Anti-V is echinacea. And echinacea is going to raise your total white blood cell profile, but in addition, it is going to provide all of the different types of immune system cells. They're going to be primed. They're going to be ready to fight. So as soon as there might be an invader that has the potential to make you sick, that high white blood cell count, or supported, I should say, supported white blood cell count, ready to go. Awesome. Very, very high quality protection. And the different white blood cells that are going to engulf an invader, the different enzymes that are going to break apart that invader, the different probiotics that are going to make sure that battle debris is removed from your body. It's all there. C, D, zinc, probiotics, antioxidants, protect those healthy cells, enzymes, and then, of course, Natural Factors Anti-V. One a day during a cold and flu season, and you are so very well protected. And you are tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I am Janet Cimarelli, and I will be right back after these messages.
You can find out more about the Save a Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, sav-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. Want more information? Send an email to al@savealotnutritioncenters.com.
Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune in every weekday morning to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'll be available for nutrition counseling sessions at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and we will keep you updated on construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the Penn Dutch Center.
And welcome back. You are tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and have I got good health news for you? I do want to let everyone know that the Save a Lot Nutrition Center is located in the city of Margate, 3105 North State Road 7. That's also known as 441. You can find the Save a Lot Nutrition Center very easily by driving south on State Road 7 from Sample Road. Driving south on State Road 7, you will see on your right the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. And the Save a Lot Nutrition Center is located at the very south end of the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. So you turn right, the first traffic light south of Sample Road off 441, turn right, and then right again immediately, and you will see the Save a Lot Nutrition Center. And you can stop by and just say hello and tell everyone that, yes, indeed, you're looking forward to that grand opening 2 weeks from today, December 5th. The store will be open for business, and lots of exciting things going on at the opening on Monday, December 5th. Now, don't forget that next Monday, a week from today, there will be a very special announcement made on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Mr. Al Foreman, the founder of the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, will be making a dramatic announcement about how you can find out more about EDLP, all of the fabulous opening specials that will be taking place on Monday, December 5th. So next Monday, tune in to hear about how you can wait and get all of your fabulous, fabulous health supporting needs on Monday, December 5th at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And you're going to get those things at prices that will just make you gasp. Your jaw will drop. They are that amazing. And I can tell you, I have walked through the store and I've seen some of the prices, and oh my goodness, I am so happy that people will be able to save so much money on their high-quality supplements. And remember, all of the products that you're going to find in the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center are nationally known brands, brands that have established over the years a reputation for quality and effectiveness. And of course, you'll be able to come in and see me in my office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Now, the telephone number to call if you want to find out any more details about what you're going to find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. And you can find out about my schedule, when you can make an appointment to see me, and a little bit about what's on the agenda and going to be happening during the month of December at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Okay, so on my agenda for today, a little bit of information. Getting down to the nuts and bolts of nutrition here. In the Journal of the American Medical Association, they have printed an article that said no claims, and the FDA has said there that no claims can be made for cranberry. So all of you who have been using for years certain cranberry extract and cranactin and D-mannose and cranactin, they're saying that, oh no, you can't make those claims. Well, it was very interesting because the makeup of the test population was nursing home patients. So not people in the general population, but just nursing home patients. And keeping in mind, that's one of the issues that is a significant threat to health and well-being in a nursing home is urinary tract infections. And so that's kind of a compromise study. I don't know how much credence we can put into a study that is done on such a compromised population. So the Cranberry Institute is certainly fighting back, but let me just tell you that cranberry is going to change the pH of your urine. And in changing the pH of your urine, what you're going to find is a greater ability to reduce the overpopulation of bacteria in the urine, and certainly going to create a chemistry in the bladder that makes the walls of the bladder slick so that the bacteria doesn't adhere to the bladder wall. Now, all of that very much scientifically studied, very well understood. So what's the deal here? That they print an article in the Journal of the American Medical Association and they say that you can't make any claims for urinary tract and cranberry? Well, I believe that one of the things that they were using in the nursing home patient study was cranberry juice. What's in cranberry juice? Sugar, because cranberries are pretty tart. So, cranberry juice, sugar, oh, well, maybe they used artificially sweetened cranberry juice. probably not all that wonderful for how your immune system might respond to bacteria in the urine. So here's the bottom line. Here's where we kind of summarize it. When you're using a cranberry extract, cranberry certainly as a fruit, but in this case actually extracting certain components from the cranberry, those components having a specific effect on the chemistry of your urine and the makeup of the cell wall of your bladder. So if you have been using cranberry juice, probably not a good choice. What you need are specific, like an herbal extract. So this extract of cranberry, those are very efficient and effective, but according to the FDA, no, we're going to write an article in JAMA and say that you can't make any claims for cranberry. So how about making sure that you have the extract of cranberry, and possibly if you're troubled by ongoing urinary tract infections, a couple of suggestions. Number one, have your hormones checked. Number two, review your diet with a nutrition counselor. And then number three, don't use, make sure that you have your extract of cranberry and D-mannose. D-mannose being a sugar that lets bacteria adhere to the sugar and you are able to move it out of the body. And then be certain to get rid of cranberry juice. You need an herbal extract of cranberry. And that whole picture, once again, as I said, if you have been troubled by recurring urinary tract infections, probably a good idea to understand you need to build up your immune system. You need to build up the health of your urinary tract, and unfortunately, repeated courses of antibiotics tend to create a weaker and weaker immune system response. So probiotics would be a good addition in that picture as well. Okay, I have kind of an interesting topic that I would like to discuss for the rest of this show. And it was an article that came to me in an email on the internet, and it was, the title was kind of surprising to me. It was six tests, so medical testing, that you could probably forego. And these are tests that typically are recommended to have on a yearly basis, but they're saying in this article that certainly you can go a greater number of years between tests. Okay, so for women listening, Pap tests, okay, so those tests that are related to the development of cervical cancer. And certainly that you can, with a Pap test, identify cellular changes on the cervix, and you might be diagnosed with a certain virus, HPV, human papillomavirus. Now, keep in mind that over the past few years, that has been very much in the news, an HPV vaccine. Okay, so here's what they have to say about Pap tests and the development of cervical cancer. Cervical cancer takes 10 to 20 years to develop. But what's going on is in 30 to 65-year-old women, they're suggesting doing a cervical cancer, a Pap test, probably once a year. Now, here's here's a lot of the background information that unfortunately you might not necessarily be getting from your gynecologist. The 10 to 20 years to develop cervical cancer. So if you have a good report from your Pap test, and any sexually active female should be having a Pap test as a baseline. And then if that was clear, you most likely, if you're between those ages 30 to 65, you would not need a Pap test any more frequently than once every 3 years. So different than once a year. A little easier to work into your schedule. Pap test once in 3 years. But what do you need to know? If you are taking hormone replacement therapy, if you're taking hormone replacement therapy or birth control pills, those hormones have a negative impact on the chemistry of the cervix. And the reason that there is that negative impact is because those hormones disable certain protective nutrients. So if you're on hormone replacement therapy, if you're on birth control pills, what do you need to do? First of all, have a baseline Pap test to make sure that there are no cellular changes in the cervical tissue. Then you want to make sure that your folate level is very well supported, your zinc level very well supported, your vitamin D level, and then your antioxidant status. And again, all of these things can be tested in a blood test, and so important to understand that these are the nutrients that are protecting the very tissue that might possibly be at risk. And we know there is such a risk, and so we're suggesting annual Pap tests, but do we do anything other than create some kind of a vaccine that might not necessarily cover all of the different viral strands that contribute to cervix and disease of the cervix? But here are the things that will protect you. Folate. And in some cases, those people who have the MTHFR anomaly, the genetic anomaly where you don't utilize B12 and folate as effectively as you should, you may have to go up to very high doses of folate in order to achieve the kind of protection that your cervical tissue needs. Okay, so Pap test one time in 3 years if you're between the ages of 30 and 65 and your baseline Pap test has shown to have clear tissue. You are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I have more tests that you might want to reconsider having on an annual basis when I come back from this short break. This is the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. Stay tuned. More to come.
Come to my office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. I can evaluate your blood work to determine the beneficial activity of your supplements. For comprehensive testing information and personalized recommendations, speak with me, Janet Cimarelli, and get the guidance needed to achieve meaningful results for your personal health issues. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is located at 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center in Margate.
Want to keep up to date on progress at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit save-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. Want to find out even more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. Tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low pricing coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
And welcome back. This is the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am Janet Zimmerelli, and I will be available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center for free nutrition counseling sessions, so you can call and make an appointment for your own private nutrition counseling session. If you have a specific question, I will do my very best to answer that question. If you want a review of your blood work, I can do that for you. If you want some guidance on the best supplement or supplement program for a specific health goal that you have in mind, by all means, come in and see me in my office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, also known as 441, half mile south of Sample Road, in the city of Margate, in the PennDOT Shopping Center. So, just before the break, I said I was going to be talking about some tests that you may have been told you need to have on an annual basis in order to be correct and doing the right thing for your health and well-being. Well, I just talked about those pap tests, and then there are a few more that we really need to talk about. And this one is my pet peeve, so to speak, or I am critical of this one. And the one that I'm talking about, it doesn't happen every year. It doesn't happen every year unless you have been diagnosed with osteoporosis and on medication for osteoporosis. So I believe that over a specific age, maybe 65, the bone density is recommended every 2 years. And so, think about it. You're exposed to radiation. Think about it. You get something called a T-score, and that's the standard of diagnosis according to the medical standards, as well as the Florida Medical Association. So the AMA and the Florida Medical Association, the diagnostic number to pay attention to is a T-score. Well, the T-score is comparing your bone density to a 25-year-old. So if you're 65, 75, 50-year difference, that's a lot of years. And at 25, that is the bone mineral density that will be at its height at that particular age. So after that time frame, 25 years, you're going to be losing a little bit of bone density. But if you are exercising and keeping in mind that it needs to be impact exercise, then you're doing some of the part of maintaining bone density. If you're doing exercise to maintain muscle strength and density, keep in mind those muscles are what hold all of the bones in place. If you are doing the right things to provide the minerals for your bone density, again, step in the right direction. If you're doing the things that take away from bone mineral density, increase inflammation, don't nourish the efficiency of how your muscle cells are replaced, all of those play a role in the potential for developing a lowered bone density that continues. You're breaking down the bone cells, and you're not replacing them with new, strong, very well mineralized long bones. So if you're dealing with arthritis, keep in mind that that's a signal your body doesn't know what to do with the calcium. It has calcium that might be depositing in soft tissue. It isn't going into your long bones. You want to make sure that you are certainly very well supported with all of the other substances besides calcium that help to make your bones strong, that help to do that bone replacement. Silica, so important as the web, so to speak, that provides the area for the minerals to attach. Without that web, there's nowhere for the minerals to go, and you are losing density. You are losing the ability to have normal turnover of bone cells. Collagen, so important. Absolutely a critical aspect of how you maintain bone density. Then, okay, so you go for your bone density scan. You get a T report and T score, and you are told, well, you have osteoporosis, you must take this medication. Before you take the medication, take a look at what that medication is and take a look at what the potential side effects are. Now, it does take a very long time, up to a year, to see a change with regard to how well you're doing at replacing bone cells and maintaining bone density. But I would say that there are so many different approaches that you can use to help to maintain correct bone density into your 70s, 80s, and beyond, without exposing yourself to some of the side effects associated with the usual pharmaceutical recommendations for maintaining bone density or re-densitizing, is that a word, those long bones. Okay, so what you really want is a Z score. Z as in zebra. A Z score is going to give you an age matched score. And when you are significant bone density loss with a Z score, then it's possible that for the immediate future, you might need that pharmaceutical. However, if you've been doing your bone density tests every 3 years, every 2 years, maybe every 5 years, if your bone density score was very good, you have the opportunity to support the bone density with things like vitamin K. So the vitamin K, specifically from Carlson, I'll mention, they have a vitamin K formula that was tested on postmenopausal women and found to reverse bone loss, bone density loss. And so one of those Carlson 5 milligram vitamin K formulas, give yourself a year. Exercise, do weights, do impact exercise. Very, very important. Then, of course, you know you need to be taking calcium, but you don't want to be taking calcium carbonate. You want to be taking a chelated version of calcium in order to make sure that the calcium mineral is delivered to your bones. And what's going to deliver it to your bones? Vitamin K. Magnesium, it needs to be in proper ratio. I happen to believe in the ratio that's most effective is the magnesium that is twice as high as calcium. So if you're doing 500 milligrams of magnesium, have 250 milligrams of calcium. And if you want to measure the efficiency of your magnesium formula, how well it is actually functioning within your body, make sure that you're going to do that test, red blood cell magnesium level. So you might not necessarily have to go for a bone density test every 2 years. If you're doing all of the exercise, the diet, the supplemental approaches to maintain bone density, every 5 years would be sufficient. So you have been tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I will be back tomorrow at 10 on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour with lots more information. Where you can find the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate in the Penn Dutch Plaza. Telephone number to call the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. And keep in mind, a week from today comes that announcement, all the special things that are going on at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center when it opens Monday, December 5th. So stay tuned. I'll be back tomorrow morning at 10. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.